How crafty creators are taking their business online. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino in for Molly Wood. Etsy added at least a million new sellers to its platform since the pandemic began. We'll find out the latest numbers when the company reports earnings later this week. One of those new sellers is Amy Price. She's a Broadway costume designer, or at least she was when Broadway shows were running. Now she's turned her stitching to masks. As part of our series, My Economy, here's the story of how Price got an online business up and running. She started on her local Facebook group in Brooklyn.
I made a couple samples of each fabric, and I posted it on the Facebook group, and I told a few of my friends. I thought it would be something that would keep me busy for a week, maybe 2 weeks. And it's just every week, it just kept doubling and doubling and doubling. And it involved a lot of messaging back and forth with people. I created like an Excel notes sheet on my phone. Then I had a little code. I was using emojis as styles. Like if I had a lobster patterned mask, I would use a different emoji in my little Excel document on my phone. It was around the 400, 500 order mark where I just thought, I am spending so much time messaging people that I'm not able to keep up with the orders. So I'd say by the beginning of April, I had shifted from Facebook to Etsy. The fees are quite high that they take, but also there's a level of SEO marketing that Etsy kind of does for you once you hit a certain engagement level. If you're able to bring in customers, but also get people to view your products more, your work will be seen more. You know, everything is an algorithm, right? Etsy is an algorithm. Instagram is an algorithm. You just have to figure out what that is. I have wrestled with resisting social media for a long time. And then the day I realized, you know, this is actually just a tool, it was such a freeing moment. I'm starting to shift gears more. I want to be a small business owner. Theater will then be a complementary thing where I can be a little bit more selective about the work that I do once it is back up and running.
That was Amy Price in Brooklyn. She says mask sales now make up about a third of her business, which also includes jewelry and ceramics. And now for some related links. Amy Price told us that she actually made more money in 2020 with her online store than she did the year before as a costume designer on Broadway. You can see some pictures of her wares at marketplacetech.org. The e-commerce platform Shopify has also gotten a boost from all the small businesses migrating online. Another thing Etsy and Shopify have in common? Both had their stock prices temporarily boosted by a mention on Twitter from Elon Musk. He apparently bought a Marvin the Martian helmet for his dog on Etsy, and he said SpaceX uses Shopify. But CNN reports traders have been led astray by taking their investing cues from Musk's Twitter feed. After he tweeted the cryptic message, "Sandstorm is a masterpiece," shares momentarily soared for a Canadian gold mining company called Sandstorm, which probably wasn't what he was talking about, but no one's really sure. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.